Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Some time ago, I had a program of Maurice Chevalier songs recorded by dance bands. What I want to do today is play a recording by Maurice Chevalier and then a recording of the same tune by a dance band. So this will be sort of a juxtapositions or comparisons type of program. I can't remember myself without knowing about Maurice Chevalier. When we were in Paris in the 1930s, my mother had a number of recordings of Maurice Chevalier, and she often played them. Both my mother and my sister were huge fans of Maurice Chevalier. As a matter of fact, my sister met Chevalier several times and exchanged correspondence with him. I saw Maurice Chevalier on the stage, his one-man show, once in Paris and once in Los Angeles. So Maurice Chevalier is, in a way, part of my family. Let me tell you what Wikipedia writes about Chevalier. Maurice Auguste Chevalier was born on September 12, 1888, died January 1, 1972. He was a French actor, cabaret singer, entertainer. Well, I would say he was a legend. He's perhaps best known for his signature songs, Louise, Mimi, Valentine, Thank Heaven for Little Girls. Chevalier was born in Paris. He made his fame as a star of musical comedy, appearing in public as a singer and dancer at an early age before working in four menial jobs as a teenager. In 1909, he became the partner of the biggest female star in France at the time, Fréhel. Although their relationship was brief, she secured him his first major engagement as a mimic and singer in L'Alcazar in Marseille. He received critical acclaim and he discovered jazz and ragtime when he went to London, where he found new success at the Palace Theatre. After this, he toured the United States, where he met the American composer George Gershwin and Irving Berlin, and brought Dédé to Broadway in 1922. He also developed an interest in acting and had success in the operetta Dédé. When talkies arrived, he went to Hollywood in 1928, where he played his first American role in Innocence of Paris. In 1930, he was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor for his roles in The Love Parade, 1929. And The Big Pond, 1930, which secured his first big American hit, Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight. 1957, he appeared in Love in the Afternoon, with Audrey Hepburn and Gary Cooper, which was his first Hollywood film in more than 20 years. In the early 1960s, he made eight films, including Cancan in 1960, Fanny the following year. In 1970, he made his final contribution to the film industry, where he sang the title song of the Disney film The Aristocrats. He died in Paris January 1st, 1972, aged 83. One item that they don't show here is that he paired up with Miss Tinguette, also another French entertainer. And, well, that's about it then. Okay, let's get started with the music. First tune I want to play is in French, Nouveau Bonheur. Maurice Chevalier recorded it on April 10, 1930. He also recorded it in English a few days earlier. He often recorded the same song in both in French and in English, just as when he was making movies, they would have two versions, one in English and one in French. And that's why Claudette Colbert was a good partner for Maurice Chevalier in his films, because she could speak fluently both French and English. All right, Nouveau Bonheur then, Maurice Chevalier, April 10, 1930. I will follow that with You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, which is the English title of the same song, by Ben Burney, recorded in April 1930. At this time, Ben Burney's orchestra consisted of Donald Bryan and Phil Hart on trumpet, Paul Wigan on trombone, Len Cavish, Dick Stabile on clarinet alto sax, Manny Prager on clarinet alto sax or tenor sax. He was a replacement for Jack Pettis. Ben Burney, violin leader, Nick Gerlach, violin, Al Goering on piano, Clay Bryson, banjo, Merrill Klein on brass bass or string bass, Dylan Ober on drums. The vocal is by Ben Burney. So let's listen then to Nouveau Bonheur, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. Maurice Chevalier first, Ben Burney next, 1930.
Destin m'a fait vous rencontrer sur mon chemin. Le ciel est pour moi plus nouveau, les fleurs, les oiseaux, les reflets de l'eau sont encore plus beaux. Oui, tout est pour moi plus enchanteur depuis le jour où dans mon cœur vos yeux ont fait naître un nouveau bonheur. Quand je vous regarde avec ferveur, ils ont pour moi tant de douceur qu'ils me font croire à ce nouveau bonheur. J'éprouve près de vous trop de moi pour rester maître de moi. Je sais que tout nous sépare et pourtant je pense à vous tout le temps. Oui, tout est pour moi plus enchanteur depuis le jour où dans mon cœur vos yeux ont fait naître un nouveau bonheur.
Oui, tout est pour moi plus enchanteur depuis le jour où dans mon cœur vos yeux ont fait naître un nouveau bonheur. Quand je vous regarde avec ferveur, ils ont pour moi tant de douceur qu'ils me font croire à ce nouveau bonheur. J'éprouve près de vous trop d'émoi pour rester, comment dirais-je, pour rester maître de moi. Oui, oh, je sais que tout nous sépare. Et pourtant, que voulez-vous, je pense à vous tout le temps. Oui, tout est pour moi plus enchanteur. Depuis le jour où dans mon cœur vos yeux ont fait naître un nouveau bonheur.
I forgot to mention that Nouveau Bonheur, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, is from the movie The Big Pond. Now, Bix and Maurice Chevalier were on the stage at the same time at one point, and let me read to you what Jean-Pierre Lyon tells us about this event. 2 days later, that would be March 4th, Bix resumed his place in Paul Whiteman's orchestra, replacing Eddie Binder, but not Andy Sechrist, who had expected to lose his job when Bix returned. On March 5th, Bix participated for the first time in an all-gold radio program. The Whiteman Orchestra returned to WABC's New York studios every Tuesday and performed every evening at the New Amsterdam Theater, where Bix shared the stage with Maurice Chevalier until the French singer's departure on March 16. So, in a way, for me, it's rather interesting, to say the least, that Maurice Chevalier and Bix, two of the entertainers, of the musicians, of the artists that I most admire in the world were together at one point in the New Amsterdam Theater. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now, I want to play a tune that was used in the movie Paramount on Parade. This is Sweeping the Clouds Away. Maurice Chevalier recorded it on March 22, 1930 with a studio band, and the dance band recording that I want to use here of Sweeping the Clouds Away is from February 14, 1930 by Ben Selvin as the Columbia Photo Players. I don't have a complete roster of musicians here. All I can tell you is what Ross writes in his dance band discography. He says Klein, Evers, Dorsey, Martin, Sanella, Wolfson, Selvin, King, others. So let's listen to this delightful song, Sweeping the Clouds Away. First Maurice Chevalier, then Ben Selvin, 1930.
Hoping happiness will come. That's not the way. It doesn't pay. If you want happiness, just help yourself to some. Why don't you try to take life the way I do? Let the whole world sigh or cry. I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Let it rain, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. Let the whole world sigh or cry, I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Oh, let it rain, oh, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. Lesson, fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
Thank you. high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below, let it rain or let it snow, I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson, fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
To play another song from the film The Big Pond. This is Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight. Maurice Chevalier recorded it on April 4th, 1930, and the dance band version I want to play is that by Bernie Cummings. It's from April 16, 1930, and we have Bernie Cummings and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra, Paul Roberts on trumpet, Ernie Mathias on trumpet also. There is a trombone, Wally Smith and another clarinet alto sax. There is one clarinet tenor sax. There is a violin. Carl Radlach is on piano. Walter Cummins on banjo. Bill Dill on brass bass or string bass. Bernie Cummins is on drums. He's the leader. And the vocal here is by the orchestra. So let's listen to another delightful song, Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight. Maurice Chevalier first, Bernie Cummings Orchestra next, 1930.
I'm so happy, happy-go-lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, worrying don't agree. Winter, fall and spring, I just smile and sing. Things that bother you never bother me. I think everything's fine. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a glorious time. Haven't got a lot, I don't need a lot, coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a marvelous time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any dog. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares the boot, all the world is in rhyme.
Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. I go swimming with pretty women and I find life is divine. Swimming in the sunlight, swimming in the moonlight, having a glorious time. When I'm stepping out with my runabout, how we step the crime. Starting in the moonlight, ending in the sunlight, having a marvelous time. I bet what I like, get what I like, once in a while. But if she says no, I let her go and keep on smiling. I'm right here to stay when I'm old and gray. I'll be right in my prime. Kissing in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. I'm old and gray, I'll be right in my prime. Oh, kissing in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
The next recording that I want to play is the French version of Nobody's Using It Now. It is Personne ne s'en sert maintenant. Maurice Chevalier recorded it on January 22, 1930. He also recorded an English version a few days earlier or later, I forget. He's accompanied by the Leonard Joyce Orchestra here. And the dance band version that I want to play is by the Rhythm Maniacs, a pseudonym for Philip Lewis and his dance orchestra. That was recorded on March 31st, 1931. Correction, March 31st, 1930. We have Norman Payne and Lloyd Shakespeare on trumpet, Jock Fleming or Ted Heath on trombone, Danny Polo, Harry Hines or Joe Crossman's clarinet, alto sax, question mark, George Annette, clarinet, tenor sax, Claude Ivey on piano, Joe Branelli banjo, Spike Hughes string bass, Harry Robbins drums. And the vocalist here is Maurice Elwin. Of course, this was recorded in London. So let's listen then to Maurice Chevalier singing Personne ne s'en sert maintenant, and the Rhythm Maniacs playing the same tune in with the English words, Nobody's Using It Now, 1930.
Navré, désespéré, personne ici ne me prend, c'est prodigieux, injurieux, personne maintenant ne me prend au sérieux. Le seul qui me comprenne bien, ici c'est mon petit chien, il me parle, il me trouve intéressant. Caressant, lui seul au fond devine tout ce que ressent. J'ai de la poésie, de la fantaisie, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai le bras puissant, très enlaçant, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai la main câline et très coquine, je possède sans me vanter un admirable doigté. Mieux que Paganini, je fais les pizzicati, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant, c'est énervant, personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai de l'émotion, de la passion, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai beaucoup d'ardeur, beaucoup de vigueur, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. Je suis nerveux comme tout, le matin surtout, je roucoule comme un pigeon, je bourgeonne comme un bourgeon. Quand le soleil se lève, je sens bouillonner ma sève, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. Oh, que c'est énervant, personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai le cœur plein d'espoir, plein de bon vouloir, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. J'ai du sentiment, du dévouement, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. Dans un coin secret, nul ne connaît, j'ai des millions de baisers que je viens d'économiser. Bref, j'ai tout ce qu'il faut pour acheter un marmot, mais personne ne s'en sert maintenant. Dieu que c'est énervant, personne ne s'en sert maintenant.
I've a pair of arms to hug and hold, but nobody's using them now. I've loads of love that could be told, but nobody's using it now. I've a world of time that's all my own. They say that you go silly if you spend it alone. I'm telling the truth, I'm just wasting my youth, 'cause nobody's using it. No, 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 nobody's using it now.
forgot to mention a couple of things. First, nobody's using it now. It's one of my favorite songs by Maurice Chevalier. I don't know why it's not one of the famous ones, but somehow it gets to me. Also, in the roster of musicians, in the Philip Lewis recording, we had the two connections to Bix, Norman Payne, a great admirer of Bix, and Danny Polo, who recorded with Bix and the Golcat Orchestra at a time that Don Murray was incapacitated. Okay, now I would like to read a little something from Don Reno's second volume about Whiteman. This is what he says about Chevalier Whiteman. Shortly after the New Amsterdam opening, Ziegfeld's manager approached Pops. "We're changing some of the show up on the roof a little bit," he said. "Monsieur Chevalier is going to join up with us." "That's great," Whiteman replied. The band leader was a fan of Maurice Chevalier. "We're going to give Chevalier a kind of wing do on Sunday afternoon for the press," the manager continued. "How about bringing the band?" Whiteman knew his musicians were bushed, and he declined without hesitation. "Hey, the boys have been beating their brains out. What do you mean, bring them? It's got nothing to do with us. Do you want to pay them?" Ziegfeld's manager, flustered, said no. Pop suggested that Ziegfeld fire another band. "Oh, look, Paul," the distraught manager said. "There's no loot in it. Ziegfeld didn't give me any money. He's down in Palm Springs having a ball. I don't want to disturb him. I don't know what to do." Paul thought for a moment. Over the years, Ziegfeld had been mighty good to him. It would be nice to do him a favor. Whiteman agreed to hire a 5 or 6 piece combo for the party. "We'll have them come up and play for the dancing," he said. "You'll be there?" the manager asked, relieved. "Of course I'll be there," Whiteman said. As things turned out, Paul was very glad he came. The reason Chevalier was there, Whiteman recalled, was that they were previewing and introducing a picture he'd made, Innocence of Paris. Well, Margaret Livingstone happened to be in this picture, too. So they begged her to come along, too, so to help promote this picture. Whiteman recalled first meeting her as he made the rounds of the party and came to her table. "I took a look at this beautiful girl and said, 'Hey, you're old bulrushes,' having remembered her in Sunrise. And she left, and right then I knew I was stuck." Chevalier sang at the party, and everyone had a great time. Okay, well, let's continue with the music now. I'd like to play a tune that was not from a Chevalier movie. It's Hello, Chevalier. It's Hello, Beautiful, recorded by Maurice Chevalier on February 22, 1931, accompanied by Leonard Joy's orchestra. And for the dance band version, I will play the recording by Sam Lennon of March 1931. I don't have a roster of musicians here. All I know is that the vocal is by Paul Small. So let's listen then. Hello, Beautiful. First Maurice Chevalier, then Sam Lennon, 1931.
Oh dear, look at who's here. Look at those blue eyes. Wonder would those eyes refuse me. Oh joy, look at those lips. Look at that sweet smile. Pardon and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful. How'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where are you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be beautiful and still be mother's angel child? Are they all like you where you belong? Listen, beautiful, you're so doggone beautiful. You're an inspiration for a song. Pardon me, are you the kind of baby who would answer yes or no or maybe? Oh, hello, beautiful, listen to me, beautiful. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
Go for another tune that Maurice Chevalier didn't sing in a movie. This is Moonlight Saving Time, recorded on May 28, 1931, with the orchestra conducted by Leonard Joy. I will follow that with the Hi-Hatters version of Moonlight Saving Time. This is May 11, 1931, again directed by Leonard Joy. The vocal is by Frank Luther. I don't have an exact roster of musicians, but probably we have Mike Mozziello, Chuck Campbell, Andy Sanella, Joe Dubin, Lou Rederman, Mill Rettenberg, perhaps Carl Kress. The vocal is by Frank Luther. I think I said that before. Let's listen then to Moonlight Saving Time. First Maurice Chevalier, then the Hi-Hatters, 1931.
With new ambition, spring is in their song. Soon you'll find yourself wishing days were not so long. If my thought is not defined, listen while I speak my mind. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's land in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon, and here's what I'd say. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's land in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning.
Good morning.
going to wind up the program with just one recording. And this is my favorite Maurice Chevalier song, perhaps because of memories that it brings back. It is Paris, je t'aime d'amour. Paris, stay the same. But I'm going to play, of course, the French lyrics as sung by Maurice Chevalier on April 10, 1930.
Oh, mon Paris, ville idéale, qu'il faut quitter dès ce soir. Adieu, ma belle capitale, adieu, non, au revoir. Paris, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, avec ivresse, comme une maîtresse, tu m'oublieras bien vite, et pourtant, mon cœur est tout chaviré, en te quittant. Je peux te dire qu'avec ton sourire, tu m'as pris l'âme, ainsi qu'une femme, tout en moi est à toi pour toujours. Paris, je t'aime, oui, d'amour. Paris, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Mais voyons vite que je te dis que je t'aime. Allons, pour les caresses de mille maîtresses, elles m'oublieront bien vite. Et pourtant, moi de leurs baisers, je me souviendrai bien longtemps. L'une après l'une, la blonde et la brune m'ont fait sans phrase goûter mille extases. Je te jure que je t'appartiens pour toujours. Paris, je t'aime et comment d'amour.
I hope you enjoy this program of songs of Maurice Chevalier with the comparison between the recording by Maurice Chevalier and a recording of the same tune by a dance band. For me, it was a great program, perhaps because it was a trip down memory lane. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.